You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. Today, we are going to be talking all about systems, routines, and habits, and how we can make them fun. Stephen Covey said, "Only the disciplined are truly free. The undisciplined are slaves to moods, appetites, and passions." And I have really felt that in my own life. I had had seasons where I was disciplined and felt like I could conquer the world, and other seasons where I wasn't, and it just felt like everything was a mess. And now that we are living what I would consider a disciplined life, we have a freedom that we have never felt before. I remember prior to living this way, we would go on vacation and I would literally not be able to relax. And I'd get back and feel more stressed out than I was before we left because of all the things that didn't get done while we were away and everything we missed. And it got to the point where I was like, it's just easier to stay home. Like, let's just not even go on vacations. Like, what? No, that is not the life I want. This one life. And I'm going to say we can't go on vacation because what? We're too stressed. So since we have gotten organized, vacations are actually something that have taken on a whole new meaning. And I want to share something super fun that our family did. We, on one of our family trips, I think it was when we were out in Arizona, we were going to the Grand Canyon. We opened up a notes app and we all went through, my husband and my two kids and I, went through our wish list of places we wanted to visit over the next few years. So we compiled a master list and then we broke it down by year from that year until my son will be leaving us to go to college. And we listed out one big vacation we would take every year and one weekend trip that we would take. And since then, that was 2 years ago, we have been implementing our list. Last year, we went to Paris. We went to the Dominican. We also had some other fun lower key weekends away. This year, we're going to be going to Portugal. So we're really sticking with it and actually enjoying those vacations. And the trip that we took to Paris and Aix in the south of France, where I had studied abroad, was so magical because we were all so relaxed. We really got to enjoy being away. We had done a full reset of our house before we left. We were coming back on a Saturday so that we could do a Sunday reset before we started the next week. And we knew we could have a full week to just enjoy and relax and enjoy each other's company. And yes, my kids are also at super fun ages right now, which factors into it. But living in this disciplined way has given us a freedom that I only dreamed would be possible for us. And I know some people who consider themselves carefree and spontaneous really resist the idea of getting organized because they think it's going to stifle them. When the reality is, it opens you up to so much spontaneity. So how do we find this elusive discipline? Well, it's through systems, habits, and routines. Are you like, okay, what is that? What are those? Okay, so let's break it down because it wasn't until I truly understood the differences between them that it clicked for me. And I really want this to click for you because I think when we really understand this concept, we can create an organized life for ourselves that works for us and feels like it is constantly and consistently making our lives easier, as opposed to just another annoying thing we have to do. And hopefully you're not sick of hearing me say this by now, but I want us all to feel free to enjoy this one wild, crazy life. And I want us to explore the beauty, and I want us to go on adventures. And with so much heaviness and craziness in the world right now, I also believe that when we get out of our little bubbles and out of our comfort zones and we see what else is happening in the world from a beautiful lens, it gives us so much of a better perspective on this world. And in some ways, how small it really is. We all live on this one planet. We are all so much more connected than at times we realize. So I'm talking about vacations and how great it is to go on adventures. But the reality is there is a lot of stuff that needs to get done in our day-to-day lives. Like, that is just reality. And I am not one of those people that feels like every single day we are going to live these grand adventures. I actually don't have a desire to do that. I like having a life that is a balance between the day-to-day rhythms, the systems, being at home, and being able to go on big adventures. And if we can figure out the right systems, routines, and habits to optimize our lives, we can enjoy the day-to-day and not just wait to enjoy until we go on these vacations, because we've eliminated pain points and we have more ease and we have more freedom to then be spontaneous and welcome in some bigger adventures. You know, they say build a life that you don't have to take a vacation from. And I think that's true. I do think there are ways we can eliminate our pain points and we can enjoy the beauty of the day to day. And there's something to be said about vacation and not having to do the day-to-day stuff, not having to do laundry, not having to cook for yourself, right? Like, there is something beautiful about vacation. So you can have both things at the same time. So let's get into this. Systems are the way you organize something. They're the way you are setting up a space in your home. It's the way you organize something. The routine is the way you do something. And our habits are the regularity with which we do our routine. So let me give you a very specific example. Let's talk about a mudroom and shoes, for example. So if you have a mudroom that you're going to set up and you're going to put shoe racks in it and you're going to put hooks, and the expectation is that family's going to hang their coat on the hooks and they're going to put their shoes on the shoe rack when they come in the house. Let's say you're a no-shoe home like ours is. You've created a system. You've created a physical system where things are going to go. But if everyone in the house comes in the house and throws their shoes on the floor and throws their jackets on the counter, they're not using the system. The system is still there. They're just not using it because they are not in a routine of taking the shoes off, putting them on the shelf, hanging the jacket up. You got to have a routine to use the system. And then the habit is the regularity with which you do it. So do you want everyone in your family to do that every single time they come into the house? Or are you like, I'm chill during the day. They can throw their shoes anywhere. But at the end of the night, the expectation is that they need to put their shoes on the shoe rack and hang up their coats. Obviously, you know by now, I am the let's do it every single time we walk in and out of the house. But you, my friend, might not be that rigid with your system and your routine and your habits. You get to decide. So you set up the system, then you create a routine, the way you're going to use that system. And then the habit is the regularity with which you do it. Because I might say to my family, here's our routine. We're going to take our shoes off every time you come in the house. And they do it once, and then they do it twice, and then they kind of forget, and they fall off that routine. It hasn't become a habit for them yet. So what is the expectation? How regularly do you want them to use it? So this is one very simple and specific example. But think about for a moment what it would feel like if you could do this throughout every single space in your home and for every single activity you need to do in your life. You have a system, you have a routine, and you have a habit. This is how the organization that we've spent time doing actually sticks. This is how you build a super organized life. And it gives you so much freedom. It gives you time back. It gives you energy back. And I want to be realistic about this. And I want you to know that it takes time to do this for your whole life. In my membership, it takes us a year to go through every space in our home and every habit and routine that we have. It really, truly can take you a year. It doesn't need to take you more than that, though. And think about the freedom that you will get back in your life if you spend the time to do this. It is so incredible because then you get to have a random weekend where you're like, let's go on an adventure. We don't have anything else to do. We're on top of everything. Let's go on an adventure. Or you have a planned vacation and you can truly unplug and enjoy, and you come back from that vacation and you don't feel like you have a million things to catch up on. So the rejuvenation effect of that vacation lasts throughout the next few days and few weeks. And it really was worthwhile to do it. And it's not like you're all of a sudden back in the craziness of the day to day. So I want to say that quote again, because I think it is so impactful. Only the disciplined are truly free. The undisciplined are slaves to moods, appetites, and passions. And as a recap, systems are the way we organize something, routines are the way we do something, and habits are the regularity with which we do our routines. And once you understand that, and once you start seeing the interplay, your life will change. My other big takeaway for you is go create a world adventure list with your family. Go open up your notes app and start mapping out some big adventures you want to go on, because time is fleeting. And if travel is something you want to do in your lives, there's no better time to think about it or plan it out than now. So I have a special gift for you that you can access in the show notes. I have a masterclass that has been my most popular masterclass. Thousands of you have taken it, and I want to give it to you for free because it is a recap of my four-step framework, which you've listened to in the past episodes. And I really give you more examples of this idea of how systems, routines, and habits interplay with each other. So if you are up for about an hour or so replay of a masterclass, you can get it at gritandglam.com/episode8. And the link to it will be in the show notes and coupon code so that you can watch it totally for free. I hope you watch it. I hope you love it. But most importantly, I hope you take away some tidbits from today's episode so that you can go have more fun, because you are amazing. Go on and have an incredible day. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.